Our humorist Brian Unger spent the weekend looking at the help wanted listings for government jobs, and here is what he found.
The CIA is looking for a new director. The CIA is the real-life version of the IMF, Impossible Mission Force, popularized by Tom Cruise this weekend. Now, this morning, the president chose General Michael Hayden to play the part of Tom Cruise. But I'm not sure this Hayden thing is going to fly, so if you think you've got a shot at the gig, here are the qualifications required. The candidate must be secretive by nature, have the ability to tell secrets and keep them secret, and decide generally what is a secret and what words should be married to the word secret, as in secret prison, secret programs, secret intelligence, even secret recipes. Must also be able to distinguish between that which is top secret and merely secret. Physical requirements are expert whispering and winking. Candidate for CIA director must possess good telephone skills, wiretapping a must, expertise in gadgetry, such as drones, electronic eavesdropping, and ham radio know-how. Also a working knowledge of ballpoint pens that turn into lethal hypodermics. 3 to 5 years on-the-job experience plugging leaks, stifling whistleblowers, and cherry-picking intelligence. Must be submissive to Secretary of Defense, loyal to the President, and deferential to Director of National Security. In other words, not in charge, but willing to take the heat, the blame, the rap, and eventually the fall. The position requires more than 5 years of graduate-level study in the areas of paranoia, mystery, conspiracy, and spookiness. Candidates should be a personable and enthusiastic liar, and fun in an office environment, and generally be a good dresser. A few other listings, about 80 for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA is looking for anyone with a pulse. A resume not required. A few job vacancies on the horizon. Secretary of Homeland Security. Position requires someone with an extensive background in, competence. Two terrific jobs opening up soon, Speaker of the House and Senate Majority Leader. The Speaker position requires someone who can articulate an opposing viewpoint, an opposition plan, or the opposite of something that currently exists. Generally, this person will need to oppose things, as opposed to agreeing, but with a twist. Must be willing to appear regularly on TV, work on Sunday, and wear makeup. The Senate Majority Leader requires some heavy lifting. The successful candidate must be able to carry the president's water, good bargaining skills, and access to a lot more than $100 to buy the love and blind devotion of voters fed up with gas prices. Another job opening to look for, Vice President of the United States. Cave dwelling not a prerequisite, weapons training highly recommended, and this person should have the ability to live outdoors in sunlight. And lastly, there will soon be a need to fill the job of President of the United States. Candidate must have strong leadership skills, public speaking a must, and the masochistic desire to clean up messes left by former occupant is recommended. Those are today's job listings, and that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.